never tells me that he's sick of this house. He never says, why don't you get off that couch? He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog.
About 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, I'm Freddie Hammer along with Lucas McFadden on Palmetto Mornings.
Good morning.
And I'm so happy to say that we've had just a great day meeting Jackie Bain, our veteran from Vietnam, who was a dog handler in the war there, and his amazing dog, Bruno. Mm. Of course, Jackie Bain with the Purple Heart being awarded that for his event. And I'm not sure if at that time a dog received commendations. Mm-hmm. So
he called him his soldier. Which,
yes,
I loved.
That is fantastic.
It's nice. So if you want to, if you missed that interview or saw only heard part of it, you can certainly go back today on WRHI.com and then listen to it again. It's fascinating.
It really is. And we're bringing in that story about his dog, Bruno, his German Shepherd, because, of course, Mary Beth Knapp joins us from the Humane Society of York County. Fantastic dogs that they use for many reasons. Of course, for the Army and then also for law enforcement. It's really neat
search
to see dogs like that.
Search and rescue. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Happy Monday, guys.
Happy
that
Monday
awesome.
To you.
I'm going to go listen to that interview. That's wonderful.
It's so impressive.
It's a neat story about him and using that dog to really save other soldiers in the war. So yes. Both heroes in our eyes, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And they will take a bullet for you. That movie that came out, I don't know how long ago, but The
Max.
Dog's Life or something.
Yes,
oh my
The Dog's
gosh,
Life, yes.
The whole darn thing.
I bet so.
I know.
I bet
it's so.
So
true.
They're so protective of their family members,
they're
the animals.
They're such loyal, wonderful creatures. We are lucky to have them in our lives, as well as cats.
We sure do.
They make us better. I'll tell you that. They make us better human beings.
It reminds us how to be good human beings to our pets.
Exactly.
And
sometimes we love the furry ones better than we love people.
Sometimes.
That's a good example. Love people as much as you love your pets, if at all possible.
That's
very
true. Put that on a bumper sticker.
That is exactly it.
Yes.
And this comes from a lady who's surrounded by animals all day long. Animals like Valentino.
Absolutely. And really quickly, I want to tell you, tonight we're having some fun.
Come out
to Bark in the Ballpark at Knight Stadium.
Gotcha.
The first pitch hits at 7:05.
Okay.
They're playing the Columbus Clippers. And you can bring your dog and then get in free. So we will be there on site with our adoptable dogs. Come out and support us.
Wow.
But I know, isn't that fun?
Yeah.
And you could see it is a wall of dogs. It is the funnest thing ever.
Everybody's barking.
Everyone's barking, having fun. You know, surprisingly, everyone calms down, sits down, and watches the game. So there you go.
That's cool.
The human or the dogs?
It's pretty amazing. So come on out tonight if you can. Again, Bark in the Ballpark at Knight Stadium. Then there's this amazing Valentino. My gosh.
Look at the eyes
and look at the nose. Yeah. Look at the bunny.
He's a lover.
Oh, he is truly a lover. And he does. He has all that going on with his name. He's handsome. He's 2 years old, neuter gray and white. He came to us from animal control, which is wonderful. That means he was on the kill list, so we saved him, and appreciates that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people would say, do they really appreciate? Yes, they do. I think they know they're saved.
Mm. Yes.
It's pretty impressive. So come visit our facility. You'll often find Valentino in the big cat room being a crazy, crazy boy. He's hilarious. The whole wild and crazy boy, he is that. He loves his people. He wants all the affection. He will make you giggle with all his shenanigans. And he likes cats, too. So what more could you possibly ask for? This cat will entertain you for his life.
He's popular.
Come in and see for yourself. Valentino is quite the cat.
He's the bachelor.
He is the cat.
The cat bachelor.
That's right. Then we have beautiful Gracie.
Oh, Gracie.
And you
Isn't
can see these
stunning?
Animals. Sorry, Mary Beth, I was letting folks know you can see these animals right now on Caporium Cable 103. You can get a good close look of some of these.
Absolutely. And there's some cute pictures. Gracie is a beautiful spayed terrier mix, about 3 years old. And she was found as a stray. She is we call her a bouncy girl. She's a bouncy, happy girl. She is excitable, and she's funny, and she's sweet. But she is so excited to see you when you come to see her.
Uh-huh.
She's had a less than perfect life based on some of the scars she has on her little body. But that doesn't, fur babies don't hold grudges like that,
wow.
Which is pretty impressive.
They can mm-hmm. they can get over that.
They yeah. can get over it, and love can prevail, which is pretty awesome.
That is
very true. Another bumper sticker.
Love prevails.
Boy, I'm just
you're just
you're full of them.
A quotable lady today.
I'm just full of it today.
But it gives them character, right? Like kind of what they've been through, unfortunately, gives them character, but it also makes them that much more special to love.
It does. And she loves her walks, and she loves her dogs, and this is so cute. She bounces from, like, clumps of weeds to clumps of weeds. She's so excited about just being alive, and shouldn't we all have that,
yes.
have that mentality?
Absolutely.
She's a busy little girl, but she likes to get some affection. And she definitely is better off out of the kennel. She keeps her kennel clean, but you know kennel life is tough for these dogs.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And cats. It's loud, it's stressful, and getting them out of them sees a completely different personality come to light, and it's beautiful.
Neat.
Gracie's in search of a family that she can call her very own and accounts she wants to claim, because they all want to claim their couch.
Yes, they do.
And Gracie's also, her perfect family would be very active, you know, one where they want to keep her involved in their life, go for walks, go for runs, and she'd love to be the only dog. She'd like all that affection to herself. with a little patience and exercise structure and basic training, she would make the perfect family dog. So come meet Gracie today.
Okay.
She's been with us a little. She's going on a few months now, and she needs to move and get into a home of her very own.
Okay.
That
right.
makes us the happiest, I'll tell you what. When we see them transform, is just awesome. Then we've got some What's the Scoop at
yeah.
HSYC.
Yeah.
We've got some rescue needs. We need some adult dry cat food, and we choose cat chow. So if you're out and about, pick up an extra bag and drop it off. That would be wonderful. As well as kitten and puppy food. And, of course, our clay cat litter because it's cat season.
Okay.
And, of course, join our family and fun at volunteering. We've got something for everyone. So we've got the Possibility Thrift Shop, which is awesome.
My favorite.
Yes.
And, of course, it's summer. So everybody is in transition, moving and you know, vacations and staycations and kids at home, so we could really use the extra hands.
Okay.
And there's something for everyone, so get involved. Email me today at marybnapp@comporium.net, and we'll get you hooked up today.
Check out all the faces at humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org. Sometimes you have cats at the Possibilities Thrift Shop as well.
We have Gideon there today, and he's lovely. He's a 10-year-old stray, and he will cheer your heart every single day. He's such a sweetheart.
They are very cute in the window through there.
Yeah.
So thank you, Mary Beth Knapp.
You are so welcome. Thanks, guys, for helping us spread the news.
Did we have any final tallies on your Paws for Life celebration?
We are still working them through,
okay.
but we're about at 24,000, and boy,
nice.
I'll tell you what, we'll take it.
Yeah,
that is
yeah.
awesome.
Good well, job to everybody
nice
who did that.
Nice work for all that. No
yes.
kidding.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Mary Beth Knapp. Always going out to the Humane Society of York County back on Regent Parkway over the railroad tracks. You can't miss it. It's on the left as you head toward Ballantyne.